recording. He did an introduction.
Oh, good afternoon. Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble. Welcome to the Music in the Parks Festival at the Joy Belinda Forum Theater. Today is Friday, May 18th, year 2018, and my name is John Borwalt. I'm one of two judges assigned by Music in the Parks to evaluate your performance here today. I'm replacing Neil Anderson, who could not be here today. I'm looking forward to your performance and hope my comments will be helpful to you. Have a great rest of the week. Okay, just about ready to go here. Good. With the first tune called Work in Progress, Gordon Goodwin chart. Great. Good instrumentation on the stage. Good full. I like the feel in the beginning here. Good for you. It was really, really pop, that sforzando. Bop! And that measure 8, I think it is. Do-dap-dap-dap-dap. It makes it clear as far as articulation is concerned. Yeah, don't be hesitant to make a scoop work for you. Bwah, bwah, be-dap-bap. Balance that chord, that trombones and trumpets, brass. Yeah, it's maybe a little bit more contrast and dynamics. Could be a little softer than mezzo forte. And then we have an opportunity to make contrasting sections happening. Good. Oh, nice mallet work here. So make sure your bass is right on top of the way. Bim, ba-dum, ba-dum. Gotta not be, make sure you're not behind the beat there. Make sure you're right on top of it. Yeah, go for it, Barry Sachs. Good for you. Like the fact that you're playing on the changes. It's starting to develop that skill. That's, of course, that's the essence of jazz is improvisation, and that's so nice to hear that you are doing that. Good for you. Sometimes the bass is a little boomy here. Careful to keep that nice clear sound cutting through the ensemble. Yeah, go for it. Don't be afraid. You're doing a great job. Good work on the Barry Sox, by the way. A little timid, okay? Don't be timid. Even if you make a mistake, you know, there's nothing wrong with learning how to play on the changes. Good for you. Yeah, there we go. Beat up, beat up, beat up. Yeah, and maybe the drummer, anyway, once you start developing a really good understanding what the soloist are doing in those moments, I would encourage you to sort of highlight the musical ideas that are created by the soloist rather than just keeping time all the time. And that's, you know, a development issue. And then you grow and become more mature as a player, then you start thinking about those concepts. Okay, work on balancing the voices, that trombones and trumpets when you play those background figures. Nice unison line here. Good job. A more stronger attack there. Let it well here in the chorus. Shout chorus. Wah ba do da. Yeah, Yeah, that's nice. Nice work there. Good. Yeah, work for intonation, chordal structures, chordal moments and also balance and tuning would really make that more full and more appropriate. Bring that out a little bit more, Saxis.
Yeah.
That should be making sense. It says forte.
Yeah, good job. Wow.
Very impressive group on the stage here. Really enjoyed it. Very mature sounding ensemble.
Good concepts of style, and the swing is really working out well for you, and you know, just some minor things here. They work on balancing the voices, especially within those brass punches and saxophones as well. But mostly the brass and trombones and trumpets make sure you really balance those punches, and you also tune them so they have more of a resonance to the sound. Okay, at those moments, because otherwise we just hear individuals kind of sticking out. But overall, these are just biggie things. Really, really nice job. I enjoyed it. Okay. Okay, we're just about ready for your second tune, Gibraltar. Freddie Hubbard tune. Arranged by Michael Camouf. Okay. A little samba, that's like a nice change of pace here from the swing chart to a samba chart. Here we go.
Good style here. I'd like to hear a little bit more fullness to the ensemble sound in the opening measure in the brass section, and balancing those, and the second and third voices need to be stronger in relationship to the upper voice. Yeah, good work. Like the sound. Yeah, that high A is going to be sharp on your trumpet. So the one and two valve combination. I try to play the third valve to bring that down just a little bit. See if that will work for you. See, now the drum part to me could be a little bit more present, a little bit more into the samba feel, and it's a little timid at times. But you know, that's easy fix, just because you're doing the right things. I just need to have a little more presence. Bing, bam, bing, bom, bing. Don't make those too long. Nice job there. Good. Well done. Very precise. Good style. Good articulation. Okay, right here again. More depth to the sound there, trumpets. The second and third, although you play an octave below the first trumpet, it's still. To start, it still needs to have that depth of sound there. All right.
that's a little bit more energy from the drums. Make it more exciting in terms of the accompaniment in the rhythm section. Good background right here, nicely done. Just in the overall section, the piano could sometimes be a little louder. I'm not quite sure it's mic'd there or not, but not always hearing the piano come through the ensemble. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, just keep working on really making that exciting and fun and shake. Get a little bit more drive there would be great in the rhythm section. Yeah, trumpets, good work. Could like to hear a little more from the trombones and that's more presence, more projection, if you will. Yeah, well-trained group. Obviously, really enjoy doing this because you really sound have a lot of fun to listen to. A little more, yeah, go for it. There you go. So that's the idea. Yeah, well deserved. Applause. Good build here. There you go. Okay, watch that lick there, make sure it's even. Keep going, drums. Yeah, keep the energy going, even though it's soft at dynamic level, it's gonna have this drive, needs to be continuous. Yeah, really demanding chart and really well done. Yeah, good job. Good job. Really enjoyable to listen to you. Very nice. Good band. Good jazz ensemble. The only thing I would like to encourage you to do is, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you are already developing the skill to improvise and to play on the changes, and that's a learning process, and it's you already taking that first step, and that's really really great to hear that. So good for you. I think in the rhythm section, I think the drums especially could have a little bit more energy at times, a little bit too controlled for my taste. So a little bit more energy and drive would help the character, especially on this samba chart. That really help create that more that typical flavor of this Latin American dance style. Okay, so I think I would encourage you to do that. Secondly, I would also encourage you to work on balancing the voices, because sometimes I'm hearing not enough from the second and third and fourth parts, and especially it's important when you play those punches and those accented notes. You know, they need to pop, but they need to pop with a balanced sound, so we hear all the voices there. But these are minor things. Really, really, really fine group, and certainly really enjoyable to start this afternoon concert with such an outstanding group, and congratulations. Hope you're having a great time here. I'm sure you're going to Disneyland tomorrow or today. No, probably tomorrow. So have a great time. I hope my comments are helpful to you, and I really hope to hear you again sometime in the future.